SBS Radio.
As New South Wales begins a fourth week in lockdown, the daily rate of COVID-19 cases has increased again. The state recorded 111 new infections, up from 97 the previous day, and the state's second highest daily figure, while a man in his 80s from southeastern Sydney has died from the virus. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state is treading water and lockdown restrictions will be tightened in a bid to flatten the curve.
None of this is easy, and none of us would have made these decisions unless it was based on the health advice and unless it gives us the best chance of quashing the virus in the shortest amount of time. We're already in lockdown, and we're asking our community to go that step further until July 30.
All non-essential stores will close, with only supermarkets, pharmacies, petrol stations, banks, hardware stores, newsagents and post offices remaining open. Construction in the city will be paused, except for emergency repairs. Employers will face fines of $10,000 for forcing staff to come into work. Carpooling will be banned, and residents of Fairfield, Canterbury, Bankstown and Liverpool will be unable to leave for work unless they are health or emergency services workers. 83 of today's new cases are from these local government areas in southwestern Sydney. Carl Asfor is the mayor of the Canterbury Bankstown Council.
The rest of Sydney have had a gutful of the flip-flopping from this government. If they went in harder, if they went in earlier, we wouldn't be in this situation we're in now. My community is hurting. My community is hurting. And now they're going to be hurting even more because we're treated differently than the rest of Sydney.
Nearly 82,000 tests were done in New South Wales yesterday, a record. But Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant remains frustrated by a figure that cannot seem to be budged.
Stubbornly, we are seeing 29 cases infectious in the community and some for part of their infectious period. We are seeing some cases still diagnosed late, but we need to see that number get down. It is far too high. And that is the basis for why we've recommended much more extensive actions to reduce those interactions.
Business New South Wales estimates the construction lockdown will cost the state's economy up to $1 billion a week. Meanwhile, Victoria's latest COVID outbreak has grown to 54 active cases, though all of today's 19 new infections are linked. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says 18 of those were in the community while contagious.
And of those 18, it's an average of 1.7 days of their infectious period in the community. And that figure is a vindication of the going hard and going early strategy that the public health team have put to the government.
The virus has spread to regional Victoria, dashing hopes of releasing areas outside Melbourne from lockdown sooner. The popular holiday spot of Phillip Island is the latest to be exposed after two infectious people travelled there earlier this week. Victoria's COVID testing commander, Jerome Weimer, is urging everyone there to get tested.
They went to just about everything you can do in Phillip Island apart from the penguins. So we have a number of those exposure sites all identified out there. I would urge any residents of Phillip Island, really, if you were in Phillip Island in those days, I'd urge you to go and get tested today. The exposure sites will really guide people to it, but it's a pretty small place. It's a small community. Out of an abundance of caution, I'd encourage you to go and get tested today.
There are 10,000 primary close contacts in this latest outbreak. Thousands of staff, students and families at Trinity Grammar in Kew have been forced into 14 days quarantine after a fourth positive case at the school. In the inner city suburb of Richmond, a seven-storey apartment block is in lockdown after a resident caught the virus. The cluster from the MCG AFL game has grown to 14, and players from 8 AFL teams have been caught up too after visiting COVID exposure sites. As those sites grow past 180, authorities haven't ruled out extending the five-day lockdown. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says the speed of Delta's spread is causing things to change rapidly.
You know, you might as well read a horoscope to be able to predict how things might look 3 days from now. We're on a really good trajectory in terms of having every case linked, but we don't know what's around the corner necessarily.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.